Love more, fight less. Communication skills every couple needs. Introduction, the power of effective communication. Welcome to Love More, Fight Less. I'm Dr. Gina Senarighi, a Gottman-certified relationship coach, and I'm here to guide you through the journey of improving your relationship through better communication. In my years of experience working with couples, I've seen firsthand how mastering communication skills can transform relationships, even in the face of conflict. Let's start with a fundamental truth. Conflict is an inevitable part of every relationship, even the healthiest ones. The key to a long-lasting relationship isn't avoiding fights, but rather seeing them as opportunities to work together and grow closer. This book is designed to give you the tools and strategies you need to communicate effectively, rebuild trust, and repair past hurts. Throughout this book, we'll explore various communication skills and activities, common pitfalls in relationships, and step-by-step guidance to help you transform your relationship's conflict patterns. Remember, change is always possible, and with the right tools, you can build a stronger, more loving connection with your partner. Part 1, Building Self-Awareness and Emotional Intelligence. The foundation of effective communication starts with self-awareness. Understanding your own emotions, triggers, and patterns is crucial before you can effectively communicate with your partner. Let's begin by exploring the concept of emotional literacy. Emotional literacy is the ability to identify, understand, and express our emotions in healthy ways. It's a prerequisite for empathy and psychological resilience. By developing your emotional literacy, you'll be better equipped to navigate conflicts and connect with your partner on a deeper level. One exercise I often recommend to couples is the emotion wheel. This tool helps you expand your emotional vocabulary beyond basic feelings like happy or sad. By identifying more nuanced emotions, you can better articulate your experiences to your partner and understand theirs in return. Remember, the relationship we have with ourselves sets the foundation for every other relationship we have. Take time to reflect on your own emotional patterns, beliefs, and behaviors. This self-reflection will serve you well as we move forward in improving your communication skills. Part 2, Overcoming Communication Barriers. Now that we've laid the groundwork with self-awareness, let's address some common barriers to effective communication. One of the most significant obstacles I see in my practice is judgment. Judgment separates us from the people we want to be close to incredibly quickly. Whether it's our internal self-judgment that shuts down opportunities for connection or our judgment of others that makes it hard for loved ones to open up to us, judgment is cancer for authenticity in relationships. To overcome judgment, practice curiosity instead. When your partner says or does something that triggers a judgmental response, pause and ask yourself, what might be going on for them that I don't understand? This shift from judgment to curiosity can open up new avenues for empathy and connection. Another common barrier is emotional reactivity. When we're in a heightened emotional state, it's difficult to communicate effectively. One technique I teach couples is the timeout. This isn't about storming off or giving the silent treatment. Instead, it's a mutually agreed upon pause in the conversation when emotions are running high. Use this time to practice self-soothing techniques like deep breathing or mindfulness exercises before returning to the conversation with a calmer mindset. Part 3, Mastering the Art of Listening. Effective communication isn't just about expressing yourself clearly. It's equally about listening attentively to your partner. One of the most powerful skills you can develop is empathetic listening. Empathy means giving compassionate attention to another by either silently or verbally reflecting their feelings and needs. There's no need to fix or take care of the other person's experience, only to offer warmth, acceptance, and respect for their perspective and experience. A practical exercise to improve your listening skills is the speaker-listener technique. In this exercise, one partner speaks for a set amount of time while the other listens without interrupting. The listener then paraphrases what they heard to ensure understanding. This technique helps couples feel truly heard and understood, which is crucial for building emotional intimacy. Remember, emotional intimacy is something we all deeply crave in relationships. It's that feeling of being really understood and loved by another, not in spite of, but along with your imperfections. It's a deep sense of knowing, feeling gotten by someone who really matters to you. By improving your listening skills, you're paving the way for deeper emotional intimacy in your relationship. Part 4, Navigating Common Relationship Challenges. Now that we've covered some fundamental communication skills, let's apply them to common challenges couples face. One area that often causes conflict is finances. Money discussions can be loaded with emotion and past baggage, making them particularly tricky to navigate. When discussing finances with your partner, start by acknowledging that you're both on the same team. Use we language instead of you or I to reinforce your partnership. For example, how can we work together to improve our financial situation? Rather than you need to stop spending so much money. Another common challenge is navigating family dynamics, particularly with in-laws. Remember that your partner's relationship with their family predates your relationship, and it's important to approach these issues with sensitivity. Use the listening skills we discussed earlier to truly understand your partner's perspective on family matters before jumping to solutions or criticisms. When conflicts arise around these or other issues, practice what I call mutual compassionate accountability. This means taking responsibility for your part in the conflict while also holding your partner accountable in a loving way. It's not about blame, but about working together to find solutions. Part 5, Rebuilding Trust and Repairing Hurt. Even in the strongest relationships, trust can be damaged and hurts can occur. The good news is that with the right tools, you can rebuild trust and repair past hurts. Trust is built not only by following through on promises once, but by consistently showing up for your partner over time. One powerful tool for rebuilding trust is the trust bank exercise. Imagine your relationship has a trust bank account. Every time you follow through on a commitment or show up for your partner in a meaningful way, you make a deposit. When you break a promise or hurt your partner, you make a withdrawal. The goal is to consistently make more deposits than withdrawals, gradually rebuilding the balance of trust in your relationship. When it comes to repairing hurt, remember that it's not just about apologizing. It's about taking responsibility for your actions, showing genuine remorse, and making a commitment to change. Follow through on this commitment consistently, and you'll see trust begin to grow again. Conclusion: cultivating a thriving relationship. As we wrap up our journey through Love More, Fight Less, I want to leave you with a message of hope and empowerment. The skills and strategies we've explored in this book are powerful tools for transforming your relationship. But remember, they're just that, tools. The real magic happens when you consistently apply these tools in your daily life. Couples who stay curious about each other, engaged in learning about their partners, and open to growing together fare better in the long term. They're able to adapt to changes and navigate bumps in the road with resilience. And they maintain passion and intimacy by fueling a sense of discovery and space for fascination, mystery, and surprise. As you move forward, commit to practicing these communication skills regularly. Be patient with yourself and your partner as you learn and grow together. Remember, change is always possible, and every small step you take towards better communication is a step towards a more loving, fulfilling relationship. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Here's to loving more and fighting less in all your relationships.